So here we are backstage at Downo Festival, day two in the mud bath. Dave Mustaine of Megadeth, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
After all these years and all the festivals you've done, is it still a nice positive challenge when you're getting here, because you're playing later on this afternoon, and you think it's potentially a new audience, you don't know what audience it is, because there's some Megadeth fans in there, of course, but it's just so many different kind of music fans.
Yep.
How do you approach it? Is it the same sort of buzz, the same kind of siege mentality, let's win them over, let's see what we can do here today?
Each day a new person becomes a metal fan, and every festival there are new metal fans that are attending for their first time, and they're seeing bands they've never seen before. I think that's the beauty of festivals, especially over here, because they're so diversified. You know, you have bands that are to one extreme all the way across the spectrum to the other extreme, and I think that's really cool, and the United States could really learn a lot from that, and I think they're starting to, where some of the festivals are being a little bit more diversified.
What is it about the UK versus the US? When you look at the vastness of the US, there are so many American bands that, and their members say, we just don't have this over here. Why is that? Why are the US so far behind like the UK and even other European festivals?
Well, you got to remember, for square mileage, the United States still is a lot of areas are not populated. So the density of Europe, there's a lot of people that live in a very small area. So you produce a lot of bands, and a lot of musicians are from all of the different countries that are here that are able to travel very easily. Whereas a band that's in New York having to travel to California is a lot difficult. Same thing for somebody that's in Florida going to Washington. There's miles and miles of topography that they have to cover. So that's the one thing, if you want to nerd out on it. But I mean, I think probably the other thing is that the concert buyers that will buy tickets for concerts for acts, you know, I want this band, I want that band, I want this band, they play it safe, and they get bands that are all kind of the same because they want to get a group of people. Well, we're going to do a metal concert, so we're going to get a bunch of people that are all fans of the same three bands that would buy any of the three bands' tickets, so you're not selling anything new. Versus if you go, okay, we're going to have a metal concert, so we're going to go totally extreme metal, kind of a little bit light in the metal area, but focus on metal predominantly in the middle. And that's our means. That's our median. So we go either way a little bit, and that's how you appeal to different audiences.
Well, going back to yourselves, Dystopia has been really well received, certainly in the UK and generally favourably everywhere.
Yeah.
For many, it's kind of got a quite a classic Megadeth sound. When you've made it, when you've finished it, because you hear it loads, and was there a moment you're thinking, I wonder how it's going to be received? You're kind of hoping it goes well. Has it gone as well as you'd expected?
Way better. I'm really thankful that the fans and the critics have received the record the way that they have. You do certain things musically and it works, and sometimes it doesn't. This time it worked, and I'm really excited about what the future holds for us.
And I take it you'll be touring through the rest of the year through 2017 as well?
Hopefully longer. Hopefully we'll be able to start putting down a little sentence here and a little lick there on the way too.
A bridge here, a chorus there.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Yeah. Well, of course, this is quite a poignant download this year, and I guess it'll have a personal effect on you. Of course, there's the loss of Lemmy, there's the tributes, but of course, Nick Menza recently tragically died suddenly, so I guess there'll be some poignancy for you as well this weekend.
Yeah. I think that you should, if anything, cherish your friends, love on them, You never know how soon they're going to be gone.
And finally, very quickly before we end, we're putting together a quick Black Sabbath piece with musicians talking about the influence they've had on them and the effect. Black Sabbath, what do they mean to you? What effects have they had on you as a fan and as a musician over the decades?
Well, Black Sabbath was one of the bands I first heard when I started listening to heavy metal. And it was a friend of mine was a huge Sabbath fan, and he would listen to it all the time. And I was so immersed in that music real early in my life that it just kind of became a way of life for us, where we lived in Huntington Beach listening to those first records. Now, the record that I gravitated towards the most would be Never Say Die. That was one of the ones that actually came out when I was a fan. And everything prior to that I was listening to that had been released many, many years before. So that was a record that I took ownership in, because it basically came out in the time frame when I was a fan. I love Never Say Die. We did it live, and it's a great record.
Well, thank you very much for catching up with us today. Have a great performance at Download, and looking forward to seeing you back in the UK in your own right within the next few months.
Thanks.